The Malaysian Airlines jumbo jet was on a routine flight from Amsterdam to Kuala Lumpur when a missile turned it into burned-out wreckage scattered across farm fields in a separatist-controlled area. The passengers and crew members from 10 countries became victims of a conflict they had nothing to do with. Their deaths did not end the war, but they did change it.
I believe that it was an important turning point because it rallied all Europeans behind an escalation of the sanctions.
Experts reached via Skype said European countries had been reluctant to confront Russia over its involvement in eastern Ukraine, but that changed when the Malaysian plane went down.
The tragedy really did influence everyone's thinking on how we could sort of go further with Russia.
The sanctions and diplomacy that grew out of the tragedy also did not end the conflict, but they may have helped prevent a further escalation.
This, I think, explains why the situation now is not ideal, but it hasn't yet escalated further.
Negotiations in Minsk, spearheaded by the French and German leaders, led to a shaky ceasefire. But Western and Ukrainian officials say Russia continues to supply and train the rebels.
You're seeing now that Russia itself may not know actually how to get out of this situation.
Some say the situation in eastern Ukraine is a frozen conflict, but others warn it could flare up again easily.
If there is another accident of any sort involving civilians on either side of the kind we saw with the Boeing, then we might see a significant escalation and a significant change.
The downing of Malaysian Flight 17 is still a force in the Ukraine conflict, but that must seem fairly insignificant when seen from Kuala Lumpur, where the families of 43 of the victims gathered this week for a memorial service. Al Pessin, VOA News, London.